Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Carmen?
Yes, Carmen speaking.
Hi, Carmen. It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Gnomebook Writing Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
Good, and you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking, Carmen. I just wanted to address a few concerns that you raised, and your case was forwarded to me, so I want to hear all about it. Go ahead and tell me what is going on.
Okay. It has been more than, 6 months, and it started, the end of October. So they started the 1st of November. So what I've realized is that they only count the months that they are posting.
That is correct.
But up
the, in, the 6 month contract or the 3 month marketing plan that you buy, we only start counting the months when we have actually put the campaign live, because that is what you paid for. And one more thing, it takes some time to get the tools ready, the pages in place, along with the post captions and designs. That's the reason why we do not count the time frame in which we are working on the tools. So a rough estimate, you can say that it takes a month or two to establish everything and initiate with the paid marketing campaign, and that is what happened in your case. Go ahead.
Yeah, so as David said, then we are in month three now, so I've got 3 months left. But the posting is irregular for me. There has been so many faults that I had to edit it myself or remove some of the posts on my media pages. And it is as if they're not sure what is the book about. They post random stuff and stuff out of my book, out of context. A month's posting was the captions were the grammatically incorrect, spelling mistakes, and then there was like hashtags, 3 hashtags or 4 hashtags that's similar every single post.
Mm-hmm.
So David said we will address that with them.
Mm-hmm.
And just some things of the contract, like there was no paid advertisement up until now,
mm-hmm.
and we're going in month May. So I'm there's just concerns regarding the contract that hasn't been followed through.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, up until now, there's been 7 books sold, and 2 mm-hmm. of them were my friends that bought on Amazon. So
mm-hmm.
it's 5 books from November.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a concern for me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been 2 articles, and that is blog post, and one of them are not reachable anymore. So if you go
mm-hmm.
into that article, it says page not found anymore.
Okay, that is absurd. Okay, Carmen, first of all, I truly apologize for the inconvenience you faced. Regarding the quality issues that you faced on this entire project, there is no excuse for that, Carmen. I take full ownership and responsibility that they could have provided you, the team I'm referring to, they could have provided you with substantial content in order to be posted to promote the book, and that isn't the case. So that is something that I need to have a discussion about with the marketing team. Second thing, when you take a marketing campaign for, let's say, 6 months or 8 months, the first 3 to 4 months are basically for the awareness campaign. In other words, you're not going to expect any sales or results. I'm not going to say results because, of course, there has to be some sort of results. But sales, I'm talking about, or the conversion of the sales. It cannot be anticipated in the first 3 months, because in that first initial 3 months, what we are doing is that we are establishing you in the market as a brand, as an individual author who is upcoming to provide more books to the market. So that is the reason why you haven't seen any sales whatsoever in this time frame. Now, I see that a PowerPoint was shared with you that was for the 3rd month. That's the posting for the 3rd month, I believe, correct?
Yes.
And you mentioned something about something taken out of the book, out of context. Which post are you referring to? Because I have this opened up in front of me. Can you give me like 2 or 3 references
Well, I'm trying to think where you are now because I don't have it up in front of me.
Oh, okay. All right, then that's fine. We don't have to get into the depth of it. Bottom line, Carmen, there are two things that I wanted to have a discussion about with you. First thing is that I've explained to you that this is just the time frame for the awareness campaign at this point of time. So we cannot anticipate results. However, I will have to have a detailed discussion with the marketing team, see where we are lacking, look into the strategic plan that they have in place for the upcoming 3 months, which will, of course, determine the number of books that are going to be sold. That being said, I will need to have a word with them first, and I will be getting back to you, let's say, by tomorrow, if it's possible for you.
Okay.
Okay.
But tomorrow, Thursday, yes.
Yes.
So the problem for me is it's, I'm not being funny or anything. I've tried to cooperate multiple times with David and the team, and I've raised my concerns. So it's not the first time that I've mentioned something. It is just like when you say you put your brand out there. I have tried my best. I've uploaded my content myself from the day I released my book.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at all my pages and my website, everything is my brand. If you look at it, you will see that's Carmen. And when they reposted my stuff, it was completely different. It was like somebody else was on my page, just posting random photos that has nothing really to do with the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all for the team should, you know, display the brand or the author's heart, but that's a problem for me. So I'm so scared to continue. At the end, you end up 3 or 4 months later and my whole social media brand is worth nothing anymore, and I have to rectify something that other people has done.
Mm-hmm. I understand where you're coming from, Carmen. One more question. If the posts were so distant and irrelevant, why did you go ahead and approve them for, publishing them on the online platforms? You could have simply asked for a revision, right? What happened to that process?
Well, the first month, I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And from the second month, I've already asked him to change it. So you will see there was a lot of editing being done. But if you want to send me 12 posts and I have to edit every post, that is unacceptable to me. Because I don't have to edit somebody's grammar mistake. I'm paying somebody to post stuff for me.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's like a child posting, then why would I pay somebody? Then I can ask my children to do it.
That makes sense.
So
Marvin.
I've come from a standpoint of I'm paying a company, they know more than me. But where I'm standing now is I know more than this company, and they're not doing what I expect them to do. Because I've studied social marketing, but unfortunately I have 4 children, and I'm extremely busy. So I wanted to give it a shot. I begged my husband to give me this money so that I could publish my social media pages more to get more sales for my book. So at the end, It's not satisfactory. It's a frustrating thing for me. So for me, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe it's not a big contract, you know, stupid writer from South Africa, but still it's valuable to me, and I've put a lot of effort into it. So I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt because they are a marketing team.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's going back and forth, and it's like I wish this can just end so that I can get, you know, myself back onto the contract and do it myself.
I completely understand where you're coming from. And to be very honest, Carmen, if I was in your shoes, I would have felt the same. At this point of time, we are standing at a 50% completion of the project, or at least a timeline, and you're not happy. There is a positive and a negative side to it. The positive side is that we still have 3 months left, which are the most crucial months in your entire campaign. Why? Because that is when we'll be focusing on conversion rates and sales. Now, the negative point is that after 3 months of the awareness campaign, you are dissatisfied with the work, mainly because of the quality concerns. And that makes sense, you know, because this is something that you are paying us to do. So this shouldn't be the case that you would be, you know, editing the posts and sending them back to us. You don't need to do that. The only thing that we need from your end is a feedback in terms of what needs to be fixed or how else can we modify those posts. As you can understand that this marketing team does not have a clear vision on the book, because coming from someone who wrote the book, who worked on it, who has a long-term vision about the book, will know the insights much more better than someone who has randomly skimmed through the book or even read it for that matter. So there are different perceptions or opinions that come into place when we are looking at a situation like this, right? And that being said, Carmen, as I said, it's still not too late to bring the project back on track. But for that, I need to have a detailed discussion or a meeting with your marketing team, see what they're doing, and if I feel that they are not doing their work, they're not up to the mark, they don't have any strategy or planning for the upcoming 3 months, which is the most important part of the project, then what I'm going to do is that I'm going to go ahead and change the marketing team to someone better, more equipped, and someone who understands the book, where you're coming from, because it's very important to actually adapt or sync with the author's vision if you need something, if you need to promote the book, in short. So, that being said, give me some time till tomorrow, and let me get back to you. Once I have a solid answer from them, I will be able to provide you some possible resolutions as to how we can move forward in terms of the next step. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good to me. I think, like you said, it is important. I mean, David said that they have read the book, and I've given them a copy of the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for me, some of the posts is like, I'm not sure if they have really even read some of the pages there, because the whole story is very clear. But they divert from the content of the story, if that makes sense. So from my personal opinion, I'm not sure if people are taking offense because it's a Christian book and they don't like it, and then they work towards something else, because the heart of the book is forgiveness, and that God sets somebody free from that abuse or the addiction. But it's not clear, you know. It's all fairy and cloudy, so that's why it's not to the point of what the book is all about. That's why I think maybe they haven't read the book.
Yes. Can I be very honest with you, Carmen?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of times it happens that, you know, once the marketing team determines the basic genre of the book, they simply skim through the book. They do not actually read the book. And that is something that I personally disagree with. So that's the reason why I'm telling you that, you know, I have to have a word with them. And it's possible in your situation that your team might not have read the book thoroughly. That's the reason why they do not understand the basic concept of the book. And hence, we are deviating in terms of the post campaigns, captions, and the post designs. They are deviating from the actual topic that the book is catering to, right? So at that point of time, I will have to turn around and reevaluate the quality and assurance parameters on the project, because that is being compromised. That is the first thing that we need to fix if we are to move forward, right? So give me some time till tomorrow. If I can get back to you same time tomorrow, would that work?
Yes.
Okay,
you're 4 p.m., my 2 p.m., yes, that's 100%. Yeah, I think that is the heart of the problem, like you said. You know, if I'm not sure, you know, I thought about it and I realized, okay, maybe if I'm a marketing team and I'm not a Christian, I'm not going to like to do this work.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the case, then I really need another team, because I'm losing the heart of the book and the real story behind it. I don't want to post stuff that's easy. I want to get people to read the book so they can be set free and get help from what they've gone through.
Exactly. The entire point of running this campaign, Carmen, is to get you some sales or some sort of improvement, progress, so that people buy the book, right? So if that purpose is being neglected in this entire process, there's no point at all to the package or the marketing campaign itself. So I understand where you're coming from. And I will call you tomorrow at 2 o'clock my time again to confirm what is going on with the marketing team. Only then I'll be able to give you a clear picture, to be very honest. I didn't have a meeting with them as yet. But it's important to talk to them first.
Mm-hmm. That's 100% with me. 100%. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you for your time, Carmen. And don't worry, I'm looking into your project personally, and I'm going to make sure that it's a win-win for you at the end, okay? You won't be left out.
I appreciate it.
All right.
I appreciate it.
You have
Thank
yourself
you so
a wonderful
much.
Day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.